الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Blessings of Juma Excellence of invoking Salat على النبي on Friday The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah The owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said The one who recites Salat 200 times upon me on Friday His 200 years of sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, how fortunate we are as Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with the favor of Jum'atul Mubarak for the sake of his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Regretfully, like other ordinary days, we spend even Friday heedlessly, whereas it is a day of Eid. It is superior to all other days. The fire of hell is not blazed up on a Friday, and the gates of hell are not opened on Friday night. On the day of resurrection, Friday will be brought in the form of a bride. The fortunate Muslim dying on a Friday attains the rank of martyrdom and remains safe from the torment of the grave. A renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahmatul Hannan has said that the reward of the Hajj performed on a Friday is equivalent to 70 Hajj as the reward of a single virtuous deed performed on a Friday is enhanced 70 times. As Friday is an immensely sacred day, therefore the punishment of a sin committed on a Friday is also increased 70 times. How words can express the excellence of Friday. By the name of Jumu'ah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed a complete surah that is present in the 28th part of the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said in the 9th verse of Surah Al-Jumu'ah, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون Translation taken from Kanz al-Iman O people who believe, When the call for Salah is given on Friday, the day of congregation, rush towards the remembrance of Allah and stop buying and selling. This is better for you if you understand. When did our Prophet offer his first Jumu'ah Salah? Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Ali Rahmatullah Al-Hadi has said, that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was on his way to Medina for migration, he stopped at a place called Quba. At the time of Jasht on Monday the 12th Rabiul Awwal, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stayed there for 4 days, Monday to Thursday. During the stay, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam laid the foundation stone of a masjid. On Friday, He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam proceeded towards Medina. When they reached the area of Bani Salim ibn Auf, it was time to offer the Jumu'ah Salah. People consecrated at that place as Masjid where the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam offered the first Jumu'ah Salah and delivered a sermon. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, the glorious Masjid al-Jumu'ah still exists there. The visitors behold the masjid for the attainment of blessings and offer nafl salah over there. Meaning of the word Jumu'ah. The renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahmatul Hannan has stated, As all the creatures assembled in their beings on this day and the completion of the creation took place on the very same day. Clay for Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wassalam was also collected on this day. Similarly, people congregate and perform the Friday Salah on this day. Therefore, it is called Jumu'ah on account of the aforementioned reasons, before the advent of Islam, the Arabs used to call it Aruba. How many times the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam offered Jumu'ah Salah? A renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahmatul Hannan, has stated, "The Rasul of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, offered almost 500 Jumu'ah Salah. As offering of Jumu'ah Salah commenced subsequent to the migration, after which the total period of the apparent life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is 10 years, and there are 500 Fridays in 10 years, in the 10 years period." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Seal on the heart. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Allah azza wa jalla will seal off the heart of the one abandoning three Jumu'ah Salahs out of laziness." Jumu'ah Salah is farz-e-ayn, and its farziyat, i.e. its obligation, is more emphatic than that of Salatul Zuhr. The denier of its obligation is kafir, i.e. unbeliever. Excellence of wearing the imama on a Friday. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that indeed Allah azza wa jalla and his angels send salat upon those who wear imama, i.e. a turban, on Friday. Cure is bestowed. Sayyidina Humayd bin Abdul Rahman radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah has narrated via his father that the one who trims his nails on a Friday, Allah Azza wa Jalla removes his disease and blesses him with cure, protection from afflictions up to 10 days. Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqa, Allama Mawlana Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Ali Rahmatullah al-Kawi has said that it is stated in a blessed hadith that the one who trims his nails on a Friday, Allah Azza wa Jalla will protect him from afflictions up to the next Friday, including 3 more days, i.e. 10 days in total. In accordance with one more narration, the one trimming his nails on a Friday, mercy will approach him and his sins will be removed. A cause of reduction in sustenance. Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqa, Allama Mawlana Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Ali Rahmatullah al-Qawi has said, "Although it is preferable to trim nails on a Friday, if the nails are very long, one should not wait till Friday, as growing long nails is a cause of reduction in sustenance." Angels write the names of the fortunate ones. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said that at the onset of the day of Friday, the angels register the names of comers at the gateway of the masjid. They record names in chronological order. The early comer is like the one who gives sadaqah, i.e. charity, of a camel in the path of Allah. The next comer is like the one who gives a cow. And then the next one is like the donor of a sheep. Then the next one is like the donor of a hen. And then the next one is like a donor of an egg. When the imam sits, i.e. to deliver the sermon, the angels close the books of deeds and come to listen to the sermon. The renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, has stated, "Some scholars have said that the angels stay at the doors of the masjid from dawn, whereas some others say that they stay from sunrise. The stronger opinion, however, is that they come and stay when the sun begins to decline from zenith, because it is the instant when timing of Jumu'ah Salah begins." The foregoing narration also clearly indicates that those angels know the names of every comer. It is noteworthy that if 100 people enter the masjid initially, they all will be regarded as the first comer. The enthusiasm for offering Jum'ah Salah in the first century. Hujjatul Islam Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has said, during the first century, people used to proceed towards the Jami Masjid at the time of Sahri and after Salatul Fajr, holding lamps in their hands for offering Salatul Jumu'ah. There used to be so much of a huge crowd in the streets that it would seem as if it was the day of Eid. But gradually this spirit died out. Thus it is said that the very first bid'ah, i.e. innovation, that evolved in Islam is the abandonment of early proceeding towards the Jami Masjid. Regretfully, the Muslims do not feel ashamed that Jews proceed towards their places of worship in the early morning on Saturday and Sunday. Further, seekers of worldly luxuries also head towards the marketplace in the early morning for trading and earning wealth. So why don't the seekers of the hereafter compete with such people? A masjid where Salatul Jum'ah is offered is also a jami, i.e. a main masjid. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Hajj of the poor. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-Jum'atu hajjul masakeen, i.e. Salatul Jum'ah is the Hajj of the Masakeen, i.e. the destitute. In another narration, it is stated, Al-Jum'atu hajjul fuqara, i.e. Salatul Jum'ah is the Hajj of fuqara, i.e. the poor. Proceeding for Jum'ah Salah early is equivalent to Hajj. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, no doubt there is one Hajj and one Umrah for you on every Friday. Therefore, early proceeding for Salatul Jum'ah is equivalent to Hajj, and waiting for Salatul Asr, having offered Salatul Jum'ah, is equivalent to Umrah. Reward of Hajj and Umrah. Hujjatul Islam Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has said, having offered Salatul Jum'ah, one should remain in the masjid till Salatul Asr, and staying in the masjid till Salatul Maghrib is even more preferable. It is said that the one who offers Salatul Jum'ah in the Jami Masjid stays there afterwards and offers Salatul Asr in the same Jami Masjid, there is a reward of Hajj for him. And the one who stays till Salatul Maghrib and offers Salatul Maghrib in the same masjid, there is a reward of Hajj and Umrah for him. Chief of all days. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Friday is chief of all the days. It is most magnificent among all days. In the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it is superior to even Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It has five particular features. Number one, Allah Azza wa Jalla created Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam on this day. Number two, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam descended upon the earth on this day. Number three, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam passed away on the same day. Number four, on Friday there is one such moment in which if someone prays for anything, he will be granted whatever he asks for, provided he does not ask for anything haram. Number five, the judgment day will also take place on a Friday. There is no such distinguished angel, the sky, the earth, wind, mountain and river that does not fear Friday. Fear for the judgment day amongst the animals. According to another narration, the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, there is no animal that does not scream from dawn to sunrise every Friday out of the fear of the Day of Judgment except man and jinn. Supplications are fulfilled. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that on Friday there is one such a moment which if a Muslim gets and asks Allah Azza wa Jalla for anything in that moment, Allah Azza wa Jalla will definitely grant him. That moment is very short. Seek between Asr and Maghrib. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, on Friday, look for the moment that is desired from Asr to the sunset. Saying of the author of Bahari Shariat, Sadr al-Sharia Mawlana Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami Ali Rahmatullah al-Kawi has stated, there are two very strong statements concerning the instant in which supplication is fulfilled, i.e. on Friday. Number one, from the moment when the Imam sits for the sermon to the end of the Salah. Number two, the last instant of Friday, which is the moment of acceptance. The renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, has stated, at night there comes a moment during which supplication is answered, but Friday is the only day which has such a moment during the daytime. However, it is not known for sure as to which moment it actually is. The strong likelihood is that it is either between the two sermons or a short while before Maghrib. Commenting on another hadith, the Reverend Mufti has said that there are 40 different opinions of scholars regarding this moment, out of which two are the most likely. As per one opinion, it is between the two sermons, while according to the other, it is at the time of sunset. A parable. Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha used to sit in her hujra, i.e. her small room, a short while prior to sunset and would ask Fida radiallahu ta'ala anha, her maid, to stand outside. As the sun begins to set, Fida radiallahu ta'ala anha would inform her about it. And Sayyida would raise her blessed hands for supplication. It is better to ask a concise supplication at that moment. For instance, the following Quranic supplication: رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِينَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Translation from Qanzul Iman. Our Rabb, give us good in the world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the torment of fire. One can recite Salat ala Nabi as well with the intention of supplication, as Salat ala Nabi is itself a magnificent supplication. It is preferable to supplicate between both sermons by heart, without raising hands and without uttering anything verbally. 14,400,000 released from hell every Friday. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, there are 24 hours in the day and night of Friday. There is not a single such hour in which Allah azza wa jalla does not release 600,000 such sinners from hell, for whom hell had become due. Security from grave torment. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who dies during the day or night of Friday, he will be saved from the torment of the grave and will be resurrected on the day of judgment with the seal of martyrs. Sins between two Fridays forgiven. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that the one who takes bath on a Friday attains the purity, sanctification that was possible for him, applies oil and lawful perfume available at home, heads towards the masjid to offer salah, does not cause separation between two people, i.e. does not sit between two people by intrusion, offers the salah ordained for him, and stays silent during the imam's sermon. His sins committed between this Friday and the previous one will be forgiven. Reward of 200 years worship. Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar and Sayyiduna Imran bin Hassin radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma have narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that the one taking bath on Friday, his sins and misdeeds are removed. When he proceeds to offer salah, 20 virtuous deeds are written for his every step. According to another narration, the reward of 20 years virtuous deeds is written for his every step. When he finishes the salah, he is given the reward of 200 years worship. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Deeds presented to the deceased parents every Friday. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, your deeds are presented before Allah azza wa jalla every Monday and Thursday, whereas they are presented to the prophets alayhi salam and parents every Friday. Pleased by your virtuous deeds, the beauty and brilliance of their faces enhance. Therefore, fear Allah Azza wa Jalla and do not grieve your deceased ones by committing sins. Five particular rituals for Friday. Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one who performs five deeds in a day, Allah Azza wa Jalla will write his name amongst the dwellers of heaven. These deeds are as follows. Number 1, visiting a sick person. Number 2, attending a funeral salah. Number 3, fasting. Number 4, offering the Salatul Jum'ah. Number 5, freeing a slave. Heaven becomes dew. Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one who offers Salatul Jum'ah, fasts on the same day, visits a sick person, participates in a funeral and attends a nikah, i.e. a marriage ceremony, heaven will become dew for him. Avoid fasting on Friday alone. It is makruh tanzihi to fast specifically on Friday or Saturday alone. However, if Friday or Saturday falls on any sacred date, such as the 15th of Shaban or the 27th of Rajab, etc., there is no harm in fasting on these days. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that Friday is Eid for you. Do not fast on this day unless you add another fast on its preceding or succeeding day. Reward of 10,000 years fasts. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman has said, it is narrated that the fast of Friday together with that of Thursday or Saturday is equivalent to 10,000 years fasts. In which case it is makruh to observe fast on Friday. To observe fast on Friday is not always makruh. It is makruh only when one has observed it considering Friday a special occasion for it. Presented here is a question with its answer. Extracted from page 559 of the 10th volume of the referenced Fatawa Razaviyya regarding the issue of the fast of Friday being makruh. Question: what is the verdict of Islamic scholars as regards observing nafal fast on a Friday? A person observed fast on Friday But another person forced him into breaking the fast in the afternoon, saying that Friday is an Eid for the Muslims and it is makruh to observe fast on this day. Answer: to observe fast on Friday with the intention that fasting on Friday is specifically desirable is makruh, i.e. disapproved. But its disapproval is not strong enough to necessitate breaking the fast. Further, if the intention of Friday was not specified, then there is no disapproval at all. If the objecting person was unaware of the makruh intention, then his objection is a silly act altogether, and breaking the fast is a severe daring in matters of Sharia. Even if he was aware of the makruh intention, mere conveying the ruling was sufficient. There was no need at all to force the fasting person into breaking his fast, and that too in the afternoon, which is not authorized to anyone except for parents, provided the fast is nafil. The one breaking the fast and the other person forcing him into breaking it, both are sinners. Qaza of that fast is obligatory for the one breaking the fast. No expiation is required. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Reward of visiting parents' graves on a Friday. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, the one who visits the graves of either one or both of his parents every Friday, Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive his sins and his name will be recorded as one treating the parents cautiously. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Reward of reciting Surah Yasin beside the grave of parents. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who visits the graves of either one or both of his deceased parents on a Friday and recites Surah Yasin over there will be forgiven. Forgiveness 3,000 times. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who visits the graves of either one or both of his parents every Friday and recites Surah Yasin over there, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless him with forgiveness equivalent to the total number of letters in Surah Yasin. Dear Islamic brothers, the one who visits the grave of either or both of his deceased parents on a Friday and recites Surah Yasin over there, he will be successful. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, there are 5 ruku, 83 verses, 729 words and 3,000 letters in Surah Yasin. If these figures are correct before Allah Azza wa Jalla, the reciter will get the reward of 3,000 forgivenesses. One who recites Surah Yasin on Friday will be forgiven. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites Surah Yasin during Friday night, i.e. the night between Thursday and Friday, will be forgiven. Souls congregate. Since souls congregate on Friday, one should visit graves on this day. Further, hell is not blazed upon this day. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman, has stated, the best time of visiting graves is the time after morning salah on Friday. Excellence of reciting Surah Al-Kahf. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, for the one who who recite Surah Al-Kahf on Friday, Noor, i.e. refulgence, will elevate from his feet up to the sky that will be brightened for him on the Day of Judgment, and his sins committed between two Fridays will be forgiven. Noor between two Fridays. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said that the one who recites Surah Al-Kahf on Friday, Noor will be brightened for him between two Fridays. Noor up to the Kaaba. It is stated in another narration, for the one reciting Surah Al-Kahf on Friday night, i.e. the night between Thursday and Friday, Noor will be brightened from where he is present up to the blessed Kaaba. Excellence of Surah Hameem Ad-Dukhan. Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that the one reciting Surah Hameem Ad-Dukhan on Friday or Friday night, Allah Azza wa Jalla will make a house for him in heaven. One more narration states that he will be forgiven. Forgiveness asked by 70,000 angels. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one reciting Surah Hameem Ad-Dukhan on night, 70,000 angels will do istighfar, i.e. ask for forgiveness for him. All sins forgiven. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one reciting Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa wa atubu ilayh three times before Salatul Fajr on Friday, his sins will be forgiven even if they exceed the foam of the ocean. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Post Salatul Jumu'ah activities. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said in the 10th verse of Surah Jumu'ah, part 28, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when the salah ends, spread out in the land and seek Allah's munificence, and profusely remember Allah in the hope of attaining success. Commenting on the foregoing verse, Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Ali Rahmatullah Al-Hadi has written in Khazainul Irfan, having offered Friday Salah, it is permissible for you to occupy yourselves in earning livelihood or earn reward by acquiring religious knowledge, visiting the sick, attending funerals, visiting scholars, or performing other such righteous deeds, attending a gathering of Islamic knowledge. Attending a gathering of religious knowledge after Friday Salah is preferable. Therefore, Hujjatul Islam Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali narrated that Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, this verse does not refer to worldly trade and business only. Rather, it refers to seeking Islamic knowledge, visiting brothers, visiting the sick, attending funerals, and carrying out other such activities. Dear Islamic brothers, there are 11 preconditions for rendering Salatul Jumu'ah wajib. If either of them is not found, it will no longer remain fard. However, if someone still offers it, his salah will be valid, and it is preferable for a sane adult male to offer Salatul Jum'ah. If a minor offers Salatul Jum'ah, it will be regarded as nafl because salah is not farz for him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. 11 preconditions for the obligation of Salatul Jum'ah. Number 1, being settled in a city. Number 2, health. Salatul Jum'ah is not farz for a patient. Here, patient refers to the person who cannot get to the masjid where Salatul Jum'ah is held, or even though he can get to the masjid, it will result in the prolongation of his disease or delay in cure. The ruling of patient applies to Shaykh Fani as well. Number 3. Being a free person, Salatul Jum'ah is not farz for a slave. His master can prevent him. Number 4. Being a man. Number 5. Being an adult. Number 6. Being sane. The foregoing two conditions, i.e. adulthood and sanity, are necessary not only for the obligation of Salatul Jum'ah, but also for every other worship. Number 7. Having the faculty of sight. Number 8. Having the capability to walk. Number 9. Not being imprisoned. Number 10. Not having the fear of the king, thief, etc., or that of any oppressor. Number 11. Not having the valid fear of harm due to rainfall, snowfall, tornado, or cold weather. Those for whom Salah is farz, but Salatul Jum'ah is not farz on account of any shari exemption, are not exempted from Salatul Zuhr on Friday. Such people have to offer Salatul Zuhr in lieu of Salatul Jumu'ah. Sunnahs of Friday. The mustahabat of Jumu'ah include proceeding to offer Salatul Jumu'ah in its initial time, using miswak, wearing nice white clothes, applying oil and fragrance, sitting in the first saf, i.e. row, while having a bath is sunnah. Time for ghusl on Friday. Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahmatul Hannan has stated, some scholars rahimahumullah ta'ala say that having a bath on Friday is a sunnah for Friday salah, not for Friday itself. Therefore, having a bath on Friday is not a sunnah for those for whom Salatul Jum'ah is not farz. According to some scholars, rahimahumullah ta'ala, one should have bath on Friday close to the time of Salatul Jum'ah so that he offers the salah with the same wuzu made during the bath. However, the most authentic verdict is that the time for Friday's bath starts from the break of dawn. The foregoing account also clarifies that Friday's bath is not a sunnah for women, travelers, etc., for whom Friday salah is not wajib. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Friday's bath is sunnah ghair mawqida. Allama ibn Abidin Shami Qudsirrah Sami has said, having a bath for Salatul Jum'ah is one of the sunnah zawaid, and therefore the abandoner of Friday's bath will not be objected to. Excellence of sitting closer during the sermon. Sayyidina Samura bin Jundab radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said,
that be present at the time of the sermon and sit close to the imam, because the further a person remains from the imam, the later he will enter heaven, though he, a Muslim, will definitely enter the heaven. No reward of Jumu'ah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said that the one who talks on Friday whilst the Imam is delivering the sermon is like a donkey carrying the books, and at that time the one asking him keep silent will not be rewarded with the reward of Jumu'ah. Listening to the sermon silently is fard. The acts that are haram during Salah, such as eating, drinking, greeting, saying salam, replying to salam, and even calling someone to righteousness, are also haram during the sermon as well. However, the khatib, i.e. the deliverer of sermon, can call someone to righteousness. It is fard for all the attendees to listen and remain silent whilst the sermon is being delivered. Staying silent is wajib even for those present so far from the imam that they cannot listen to the sermon. If someone is seen committing any misdeed, he may be prevented either by the gesture of hand or nod of the head. Preventing him by uttering any word or sound is not permissible. Listener of sermon is not allowed to recite even Salat ala Nabi. If the Khatib mentioned the blessed name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam during the sermon, the listeners may recite Salat ala Nabi in their hearts. Reciting Salat ala Nabi verbally at that time is not allowed. Likewise, uttering radiyallahu ta'ala anhum is not allowed on listening to the blessed names of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam during the sermon. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Listening to the nikah sermon is wajib. In addition to the sermon delivered for Salatul Jumu'ah, it is also wajib to listen to other sermons such as the ones delivered for Eid Salah, Nikah, etc. Trading also becomes impermissible as soon as the first Azan is called. As soon as the first Azan is called, it is wajib to start making effort to get to the Masjid for offering Salatul Jumu'ah. It is also wajib to put off trading and other activities contrary to the preparations of Salatul Jumu'ah. Similarly, sale and purchase whilst proceeding to Masjid is also impermissible, and trading in the Masjid is a severe sin. If the one having meal hears the voice of Azan for Salatul Jumu'ah and fears that he may miss Salatul Jumu'ah in case of having his meal, he has to stop eating and proceed to the Masjid for offering Salatul Jumu'ah. One should get to the Masjid in a dignified manner for Salatul Jumu'ah. These days, people are far away from the path of religious knowledge. Like other worships, people commit sins as a result of making mistakes in listening to the sermon. Therefore, it is my humble request that the Khatib, i.e. the deliverer of sermon, make the following announcement every Friday prior to the Azan of Khutbah before sitting on the pulpit and earn hordes of reward. 7 Madani Pearls of Sermon. Number 1. It is stated in a hadith, the one who crosses over people's necks on a Friday makes a bridge towards hell. One of the explanations of this hadith is that people will enter the hell trampling over him. Number two, to sit facing the Khatib is sunnah of the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Number three, some of our past saints rahimahumullah ta'ala said that one should listen to the sermon in the sitting posture as one sits in qada, i.e. the folding hands under the navel, during the first sermon and placing them on his thighs during the second. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, he will earn the reward of offering two rakat salah, i.e. two units of salah. Number four, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman, has said, when one hears the blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam during the sermon, he should recite Salat ala Nabi in his heart, as it is farz to remain silent during the sermon. Number five, it is stated in Durr-e Mukhtar, during the sermon, eating, drinking, talking, and even saying Subhanallah, replying to someone's greeting, and inspiring others towards righteousness, all are haram. Number six, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has said, walking during the sermon is haram. The reverend scholars, Rahmahumullah Ta'ala, even say that if someone enters the masjid during the sermon, he must stop wherever he is without proceeding further, as walking would be an act and no act is permissible during the sermon. Number seven, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has said, during the sermon, even looking somewhere, turning the head is haram. An important ruling for leading Salatul Jum'ah. With regard to the leading of Salatul Jum'ah, there is an important issue about which people are quite inattentive. Salatul Jum'ah is being considered like other Salah, and everyone is being allowed to lead Salatul Jum'ah. It is impermissible, as leading Salatul Jum'ah is essentially the duty of the Islamic ruler or his deputy. In the states where Islamic sovereignty does not exist, the greatest Sunni scholar having correct beliefs should lead Salatul Jum'ah, as he is the substitute of the Islamic ruler in executing Shari rulings. Salatul Jum'ah cannot be held without his permission. If there is no such scholar, the one appointed by common people can lead the Salah. In spite of the presence of an Islamic scholar, people cannot themselves appoint anyone else. Nor can just a few people appoint someone as the Imam on their own behalf. Holding Salatul Jum'ah in this way is not proven in Islamic history. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Blossoming of Sunnah. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Sunnahs are abundantly learnt and taught in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request that you spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima taking place in your locality. For the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, with good intentions, with the intention of gaining reward, make it a part of your routine to travel in a Sunnah-inspiring Madani Qafila with the devotees of Rasul, and to fill out the Madani Inamat booklet every day, practicing Fikr-e Madina, and to submit it to your relevant responsible Islamic brother of your locality within the first 10 days of every Islamic month. Through the blessings of this, you will develop a mindset
and a yearning to adopt sunnahs, to have hatred for sins, and to protect your faith, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani in'amat, and to strive to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel with the Madani qafilas. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.